Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 4th of June, 2009. It was on this day in 1917 the first Pulitzer Prizes were awarded, prizes which are announced each year in April and then awarded in May at Columbia University in New York, each winner getting a $10,000 award, except in the public service category, which is awarded to a newspaper. There are 21 Pulitzer categories. Two-thirds of the prizes are journalism prizes, and then there are six for letters and drama, prizes for fiction, drama, history, biography, poetry, and general nonfiction, and one prize given for music. Robert Frost won the Pulitzer four times. Eugene O'Neill also won four. The New York Times holds the all-time record, 101 Pulitzers for the paper. It's an American award. Only American citizens are eligible for the non-journalism prizes, except in the history category, where a non-American can win it if he or she writes a book about the history of the United States. Foreign journalists can win Pulitzers if they write for a newspaper published in this country. And in 2009, for the first time, online-only news organizations were eligible for the Pulitzer. Before that, it was restricted to print. The decisions made by the Pulitzer Board in secret, afterwards they never publicly discuss or defend their decisions. So if you lose, which you may have already, don't expect to ever find out why. Here's a poem for today by Gary Short, a poem entitled Aperture. From behind the screen door, I watch the cat in the bunch grass stalking at dusk. With the pure attention of religion, he waits for the skitter of a field mouse, a shiver in an owl's dream. The cat delivers his limp prey to the chipped gray paint of the porch. I step outside, not knowing if I will punish the cat or accept the mouse. At the edge of the porch, I kneel and see the map of red capillaries in the delicate mouse ear. I lift it by the tail to toss, but in the blink of a smug cat's eye, I feel a tug and escape back into life. In the African journals, Livingston tells of the charging lion that knocked him down when he was held in the lion's mouth. The human body's trance-like response was to go limp in an ecstatic giving up that saved. To assume death is to stay alive. A Confederate soldier at Antietam played dead when his battalion was overrun. For a moment, he thought he was safe, but to make sure, the Union infantrymen drove a bayonet into each body on the ground. When I pick up the mouse and it jerks from terror-induced sleep, I feel all that fear in a small heartbeat. My panicked fingers let go, and the mouse slips into the brush, where it may be safe for a while. Though the cat is all tension now and ready to pounce again, I shut him in the house, stand on the porch, and watch the first stars burn holes in the sky, dark enlarging around me, the pupil in a cat's eye. Aperture, a poem by Gary Short from his collection entitled 10 Moons and 13 Horses, published by University of Nevada Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzger and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.